北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
松英语名作欣赏，爱丽丝漫游奇境记。
Alice's Adventure in Wonderland。
Chapter 1 Down the Rabbit Hole。Alice felt too sleepy to play, and there was nobody to play with. It was a hot afternoon, so she was sitting in the garden under a tree. Her sister was sitting beside her, but she was reading a book. Alice looked at the book. There were no pictures in the book, and Alice didn't like books without pictures.
I think I'll go and pick some flowers, she said to herself.
She began to get up, but she forgot about the flowers at once because she saw a rabbit. She often saw rabbits in the garden, but this rabbit was different. He had large pink ears like most rabbits, but unlike most rabbits, he was wearing a blue coat and had a watch in his hand.He was looking at his watch and saying,
oh dear, I shall be too late.
Oh, what an unusual rabbit, said Alice to herself, and she jumped up and ran across the field after him.
The white rabbit hurried on. He was still looking at his watch.
I'll catch him at the fence.
thought Alice. But when the rabbit came to the fence, he suddenly went down a rabbit hole. Alice followed him. She was inside a dark hole and she was falling. Either the hole was very deep or she was falling very slowly. She saw lots of things on her way down. There were cupboards on the sides of the hole,and maps and pictures. She fell and fell such a long way. She began to think she was going to fall all the way to Australia. But after a very long time, her fall suddenly came to an end. Alice found herself sitting on a heap of dry leaves, and she wasn't hurt at all.She stood up quickly. She could see the white rabbit in the distance. He was still hurrying and looking at his watch.
I mustn't lose him now, thought Alice.
She ran after him. As he turned a corner, she heard him say,
oh dear, I'm so late.
Alice was close behind him, but when she turned the corner,The white rabbit was not there anymore. Alice looked around. She was in a long, dark, empty hall, but some lamps on the ceiling gave it light. There were doors all around the hall. Did the rabbit go out of one of the doors? She walked right around and tried to open each door, but she couldn't.There weren't any keys.
It isn't a very good idea to run down rabbit holes after rabbits, she decided.
Suddenly, she noticed a small table in the middle of the hall. There was nothing on it except a small gold key. She picked up the key and ran to one of the doors. But the key was too small to open the door. Alice was trying all the doors for a second time when she saw a low curtain. Behind the curtain, she found a door about 15 inches high.
"It's strange I didn't notice this one before," she thought as she turned the key.
The door opened, but Alice had to go down on her knees to see what was on the other side. The little door led to a beautiful garden. Alice wanted very much to go into that beautiful garden, but she was too big. She wandered sadly back to the table. Then, as she put the key back, she noticed a bottle on the table.
"That's funny. This bottle wasn't here before," she said in surprise.
She picked it up. There was a piece of paper on the bottle. Alice read these words, "Drink me." So she did, and the drink tasted so nice that she drank it all.
"Oh, what's happening?" cried Alice. "I do feel strange."
She was getting smaller and smaller. Soon, she was only 10 inches tall.
"Now I can get into the garden," she cried.
But then she remembered the key. It was on top of the table, and of course, she couldn't reach it now because she was much too small.
"I'll never get out of this hole," thought Alice sadly. "I can't climb up that table leg."
Then she noticed a very small cake on the floor beside her. She picked it up and read the words, "Eat me," on top of the cake.
"Will it make me bigger or smaller?" Alice wondered. "I'm not a very useful size now, so I suppose it doesn't really matter," she decided.
She put the cake in her mouth.
"Ow!"
cried Alice as her head hit the ceiling of the hall. She was suddenly 9 feet tall. She quickly picked up the little gold key and went to the door to the garden. Now she was so tall that she could only see the garden if she lay down and looked through the door with one eye.
"Oh, what can I do now?" said Alice. "I'll never get into that garden."
She sat down and began to cry. Her tears were so big that they soon made a small lake which covered half the hall. Alice stopped crying when she heard footsteps in the distance. She looked up and dried her eyes as the white rabbit came into the hall. He was carrying white gloves in one hand and a pink fan in the other. He was still talking to himself, but Alice needed help badly, so she began,
"Excuse me, sir."
The sound of Alice's voice took the rabbit by surprise. He dropped his gloves and fan and turned and ran away.